for our message this morning, we're going to be focusing on Luke chapter 18 in the first few verses there. Now, there's a lot here that we could study, and we could go on week after week after week looking at the 18th chapter of Luke. Because the larger context, as Jesus reveals back in the 17th chapter, is the coming of the kingdom of God. And Jesus reveals that in chapter 17. But what I really want us to focus in on this morning is the topic of persistence in prayer. I want us to talk a little bit about prayer this morning. So Luke chapter 18, I think the first eight verses here. Let's listen to God's word. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not lose heart. Catch that? That they should always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected men. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but finally he said to himself, though I don't fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long for them? I tell you, he will give them justice speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So there were these two boys that were out playing baseball, and they broke a window. So they looked around to see if anybody had seen. No one was in sight except for one of their little brothers. So they went over and they offered him a piece of candy not to tell, but he refused. They offered him a baseball, but no, the little brother didn't want it. They even offered him a new baseball glove. No, the little brother said. Well, what do you want? They pleaded with him. To which the little brother said, I want to tell. It's hard to negotiate with little brothers sometimes. But it's also tough to negotiate with a hard-hearted judge. In this parable, this teaching that Jesus offers us, he tells us that in this parable that the widow has three strikes against her. In her day, strike one, she was a woman. And unfortunately, back in biblical times, women had no rights, they had little respect, and they had low social status. Strike number two she had against her was that she was a widow. Rarely did women have any status back in biblical times, but if she did acquire any status, it was gone because now her husband was dead. And the third strike was, unfortunately, because she was a woman and she was a widow, she would have been poor. And in the court system, you needed to have money to either bribe the judge or even bribe court officials to even hear your case to even be heard. So this woman had three strikes against her before she even, in this parable. But in this parable, Jesus says that she's the hero. She persisted. She wanted the judge to hear her case, and she kept at him, begging, badgering, persisting, until he heard her case just to get rid of her. Now, before we get going too far, and before we get too far into this passage, there's something critically important that I need to explain. This teaching by Jesus is not a teaching about the nature of God. Too many people make this mistake, and they end up thinking that this parable talks about God, and thus they believe that God is some heartless judge who only answers our prayers if we pester him and we wear him down, and finally God relents and answers our prayer. That's not what this parable is about. That's not what Jesus' teaching is about. It's not about the nature of God. The point of this parable is our need to be persistent in prayer. Jesus is talking about our need for persistence in prayer. Hear that again. And right from the very first verse, Luke tells us that Jesus told this parable that we need to pray and not lose heart. So that begs the question, so why is persistence in prayer important? I don't know. I mean, has God's memory gone bad? Do we have to keep reminding God? Oh, by the way, remember? Maybe is it that God has forgotten about us, that doesn't care? God, Scripture tells us, God knows our every concern, our every need. So why do we need to be persistent in prayer? Why is this important? There were two monks that were traveling, and I believe that they were off into the Holy Land, and they were traveling with a church group or a group of through the Holy Land. And as the travelers got to know each other, they began to reveal who they were. And eventually, the two monks shared with the rest of their travelers that as monks, their calling was to a life of prayer. They were devoting their entire lives to the ministry of prayer, to which one of the fellow travelers remarked, "Why don't you do something more productive?" To which the monks replied, "Isn't prayer productive?" Think about that for a minute. Think about that. Isn't prayer productive? We persist in the things that we believe in. We exercise because we think that it will make us healthy and strong. We study, we go to college, we go to school, we do studies because we believe that knowledge will make us wise. We work hard at our careers and our jobs because we believe it will make us successful. Is it possible that our inability to be faithful in daily prayer is because we are not totally convinced that prayer is productive? That prayer really doesn't make a difference in life? So the first thing that we need to admit is that we need to be persistent in prayer because often in our daily lives, we are not linked to God and our faith wavers. Our daily connection with God in prayer strengthens our faith. It builds our relationship with the Lord. But too often we try to go it alone in life. We don't give thought to God's presence in our lives until we get in a pinch. We need to be vigilant in our prayer life because it keeps us connected to the Lord. Now, my next statement, this may be the last time I preach at Beachside Baptist, but my next statement is a little bit shocking. Hope you don't think it's very heretical, but here it goes. Simply reciting the Lord's Prayer every day is not persistence in prayer. Sorry about that, folks. Yes, I know that in Luke 11, that is Christ's instruction for us in prayer, but I believe that he was offering us a model of what our prayer life ought to be like. But I believe that Jesus was offering some instruction that in our conversation, in our prayer, it should be a closeness between us and the Lord as if we were best friends. In fact, in John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus says, "I no longer call you my servants, I call you my friends." Jesus intends prayer to be an opportunity for us to open our hearts to him, to build a relationship with him. Because genuine love and care comes from a connection. He doesn't want a recited prayer. He wants your heart. So be persistent in your prayer time, your private time with the Lord. Keep your connection with Jesus real and keep it intimate. That's the first reason why we need to be persistent in prayer. The second thing that we need to understand is that Jesus does not grant prayers as a reward for being good. Sorry, that's just not the way it works. God doesn't answer the prayers of the good and the righteous as a reward for being good and righteous. Unfortunately, in our world, it seems sometimes as though the unrighteous are the ones that flourish in material wealth and goodness of this world, and those that are righteous suffer. Being faithful and righteous doesn't guarantee that when you rub the magic lamp, that God's not going to poof out like a genie and answer your prayer. You didn't win Mega Lotto last night, did anything? No. I've had people actually pray for this lottery ticket. I said, sorry, that's not the way it works. In fact, sadly, again, sometimes we see that the unrighteous are the ones that flourish in this world. I like the story that's told about a man who had died and was on his way to heaven. And St. Peter stops him at the pearly gates. And St. Peter says, sorry, we have a new policy here. You have to tell something that you have done really, really good to get into heaven. So the man replies, well, in fact, I have done something really, really good. He said, I saw this biker gang, and they were picking on this little old church lady. I think she was a member at Beachside Baptist Church. And so I went up to the gang leader and I told him, pick on someone your own size. Then I punched him in the stomach and I kicked over his Harley. St. Peter says, wow, that really is a really good. When did you do that? About 2 minutes ago? Yeah. Sometimes good people, even when they're doing good things, suffer. But having our prayers answered the way we want them is not the way God works. Sometimes God answers the prayers something completely different. He always answers all our prayers. And of course, as you know, sometimes it's yes. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's not yet. But oftentimes it's something completely different than what you had in mind. But to understand, God answers prayer according to His loving will. God always hears our prayers, always answers our prayers. It may be comforting to you to know that even Mother Teresa was frustrated with prayer. In fact, nobody has seen more than Mother Teresa did in Calcutta, India, with her wonderful ministry amongst the offering awful poor. And Mother Teresa said, when I see God, He's got a lot of explaining to do. And the other thing that she said that you probably read, he says, God would have a lot more friends if He treated the ones He does have a little bit better. Sometimes we think that way. The way we see, sometimes the righteous suffering. Lord, what are you up to? And oftentimes our prayer life can be frustrating. Because God doesn't always answer the way that we expect He ought to. But regardless, we continue to pray, we continue to trust God, we continue to pray, persist in our prayer life. And finally this morning, we learned from this parable that prayer is not for God's benefit. Prayer is for our benefit. In spite of the mystery of prayer, we continue to pray. We pray for folks and things that God is already aware of. God doesn't need for us to present a list to Him for who's in the hospital. We don't need to tell God whose marriages are in trouble or who's struggling financially. Yet we still keep letting God know our concerns, our fears, our joys, our questions. Because prayer, in prayer, we become a part of the will of God. We become a part of what God is doing, amazing things that God is doing in this world. We become a part of the work of the kingdom of God here on earth. Prayer is not only a means of communicating with God, but for us to let God know that we're in the game, that we're yielding ourselves to His will, that we're willing to change our world, to impact our world with the light of Christ in the darkness. Even the great theologian, 20th century, Karl Barth once said, "To clasp one's hands in prayer is the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of this world." When we fold our hands in prayer, we become a part of what God's doing. Every prayer invokes some change. No prayer is ever wasted. A few years ago, there was an evangelist that was preaching and felt compelled to, after the service, to offer some prayers for healing for those in the congregation. And among one of those that he prayed for was a man that was battling cancer. A few days later, the man's wife called the pastor, informing him that her husband had died. And the pastor was discouraged to hear the news because they had prayed for him so mightily. But then the wife added that his prayers were not in vain. She explained that for the last year, her husband, when battling cancer, was very bitter over the diagnosis. But after the time of prayer, her husband found a measure of peace. And she said that his last few days of life were the happiest that he'd ever spent. She said, he may not have been cured, but he was healed. Let's return again back to this poor widow in Jesus' parable. All she wanted was for the judge to hear her case. And isn't that essentially what prayer's about? Prayer is not some good luck charm that we persuade God to grant our wishes. Prayer is when we open our hearts to God. Prayer assures us that God is with us, that we are connected to Him, that He hears our prayers, He hears our cries, that He cares, that He loves us, that we're not alone in this world in our struggles. Let me share one last illustration. I think I've shared this one with you before, but it's so good I'm going to share it again anyway. It's an illustration about faith. Because in this life we struggle, and we oftentimes in desperation, we cry out to God, and even when we don't understand what's going on, we need hope. We need connection. In a small farming community, back when family doctors still made house calls, a doctor came and examined one of his patients, and it was a young 10-year-old girl who was battling cancer. And after he had examined the 10-year-old, he met with her parents to share with them his update and how things were going. And the doctor said, it's getting close now. The cancer was winning the fight. And after the doctor left, the mother prepared dinner. Even though the family is quite sorrowful, they tried to be happy and upbeat, even though their hearts were heavy. And when dinner was ready, the young Billy was nowhere to be found. So finally, the mother went out onto the front porch to call Billy in for supper. And in the crispness of the autumn air, she looked up and she saw Billy had climbed up in the old maple tree in the front yard. And he was straddling a limb, and with tears streaming down his cheeks, He was desperately tying the fallen leaves back onto the branches of the tree. Because Billy had overheard the doctor say to his parents that his sister would be gone by the time the last leaf has fallen off the old tree in the front yard. People need hope in this broken world, in this fallen world. Life can be a struggle. Life can be filled with loss and heartache, betrayal, anguish, defeat, disappointment, and even injustice, as Jesus shares in this parable about the widow. And in our struggles, we oftentimes feel alone. But we don't have to go it alone. We have a loving Heavenly Father who calls us to climb up into His loving arms, to open our hearts to Him, to share our deepest fears, our struggles, our hopes, our dreams. We need to seek God in our lives. We need to build an intimate relationship with Him, a close friendship. We need to know that God loves us and that His love is unfailing. So open your hearts to Him through prayer. Because genuine, open, persistent prayer is the key to an intimate relationship with the Lord. In fact, the last phrase that Jesus says in this parable, Jesus asks a question that every single one of us needs to be able to answer. When the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth? Being persistent in prayer is the key to answering that question in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank You for the gift of prayer. Thank You, Lord, that You call us to open our hearts to You. Lord, may we always be persistent in prayer, in our relationship, and may we always be found faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.